one of the things that's been helpful, and I think these are some of the things that also have been helped strategize talking with people here as well, is I think it was shortly after the Career Development Institute that I started a registry to collect the list of names of individuals that are interested in participating in research. And when I initially started it, I knew that it wasn't going to pay off because it was going to be more work than I would get out of it. But I thought in the long term it would be a good idea to have this for myself or others that are doing this kind of research. And for the people on the registry, there are a lot of times we see people and they're interested in a protocol and they want to be involved in another one, and we may not have another one for them at that time. And so it's been a really nice way for us to stay in touch with them and to keep people informed of what opportunities to participate in various projects may be available to them. We actually have gotten more efficient with it. When we first started doing it, it was sort of paper and pencil, so we'd have people fill things in. And now we've set it up with REDCap, which is a software where people can fill in the information online, and it's immediately in our databases. So I think it's easier for them, and it's easier for us. And those sort of ideas are also something that you hear a lot about at the Career Development Institute, ways of set up things to be more efficient and managing your data and all these sorts of things that, again, we don't get training in medical school or residency or often even in research fellowships.